This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. The following news is an item from the ARRL in the USA.
It's been a quiet season so far for the Hurricane Watch Net, but Hurricane Joaquin, now a Category 3 storm, has been keeping net members busy this week. Joaquin hit the Bahamas on September 30th with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles an hour. After initially activating on September 30th at 1500 UTC on 14.325 megahertz, the net took a break on October 1st at 0445 UTC as conditions deteriorated on its nighttime frequency of 7.268 megahertz. The net resumed operation a few hours later on 20 meters at alert level 5, which is catastrophic response mode. WX4NHC at the National Hurricane Center also activated on October 1st. This storm has gotten huge and very ugly, Hurricane Watch Net Manager Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, told ARRL on October 1st. The National Hurricane Center said Joaquin would batter the central Bahamas with hurricane-force winds and heavy rain and storm surges into the evening of October 1st. The storm was expected to generate rainfall totals of 10 to 15 inches over the central Bahamas. NHC has predicted that Joaquin would turn toward the west-northwest late on October 1st, followed by a turn to the north and an increase in forward speed on October 2nd. The five-day projection for Hurricane Joaquin would place the storm off the coast of North Carolina as early as October 4th and headed toward southern New England. States of emergency are already in effect in Virginia and New Jersey, and some ARES units are already preparing for possible activation. During Hurricane Watch Net activations, the Net Control Station requests measured and observed ground truth data from stations in the affected area. HWN is able to provide backup communication to official agencies, such as emergency operations centers and Red Cross officials in the affected area. The Net will also gather and report to FEMA officials in the NHC any information on significant damage. Stations should not check into the Net unless specifically requested to do so. More information on Hurricane Joaquin and the Hurricane Watch Net is available at hwn.org. This is ARRL Audio News.
This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.